Our beef cutout values have been showing a decline here as of late. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Not only are we watching what's going on with our cattle and livestock futures, but we're also watching what's going on with the cash side of things. With that in mind, Greg Hansen with Hansen Agri Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota, said he's been watching what's going on with the beef cutout values as well.
Yeah, they've been kind of getting beat up the last two, three days. It kind of feels like maybe at least for the short term, the holiday needs are covered. We'll see what happens going forward here. It does feel like there's maybe a hole for numbers, but I guess what's the demand though too? So it's a little disappointing to see the cutouts drop like they did the last few days, but it's the reality of where we're at. So maybe some of this is just holiday. You know, it's still really light volume out here. A lot of traders gone. So it's, you know, some of these markets, it doesn't hardly move. Some of these markets are moving a lot and it's easier to push the markets in these environments, but it was kind of disappointing to see what that cutout has done the last two, 3 days.
Now, as we turn our attention towards the hog markets, we have been seeing the futures jump around here as well. On the cash hog front, right around that $68-$69 range, but as we look at the pork cutouts, they also have been struggling.
Well, we saw that hog and pig report last week. It was not very friendly at all, pretty negative, but we've kind of held our own. So I think that's a win, I guess. I say, you know, we keep thinking at some point we'll pork take some of this demand away from the beef. Maybe that's a little bit of what we're starting to see with these little bit better numbers on the hog end, but I'm pleasantly surprised on how well the hog market's holding in here, you know, given what's going on.
Our pork cutout values nationally have been ranging right around $95 and in Omaha near that $96 mark. We'll continue to watch what's going on with our livestock markets. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.